Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Christian. There's our dear friend BB Shea in here.
What's up?
Speaking, I want to run something by you that BB Shea just said to me. I need to tell you this. BB Shea came in and said, football season starts tonight. We know that. It's football season. Okay, it's exciting. And we were talking about that for a second. And, you know, BB Shea and I are in at least one fantasy football league together, that Vampire League.
Oh, yes.
And BB Shea said, not to talk shop, but your Vampire fantasy football team, talking to me, is awful.
Well.
I didn't see that coming either.
I did not see it.
I know in this room we don't judge.
Stop me in my tracks.
That sounded like judging to me.
Well, it stopped me right in my tracks. I couldn't believe he said it.
I can't believe you're looking forward to the season.
So.
Terrible.
I went over player by player. I was like, do you like Kyler Murray? God, no. Absolutely not.
Wouldn't pick him.
Do you like Travis Kelce? Jesus. He's a skeleton. No. He's a corpse.
That old man?
No. He's like, the only player I like on your team is your kicker, Will Richard. Chris Tim says, who's he play for? I said, your favorite team, the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, old Richard. Yeah, old Richard over there. He's the best thing I got. Oh, Mario Hampton, off loser.
Nope.
Terrible. Well, but I told you,
use a secret software.
Yeah. I use a secret software. Every time it came a time to pick, the software would say, I've just played 1,000 simulated games. Pick Omario.
This is your man.
And I said, boom. And I would pick it. Yes.
You know, I forgot about that. And then I learned that. And I went, you know what? Kelly would have never made any of these picks on his own.
No.
You really went out on some picks there.
Yeah, bro.
So you went old school research, BB Shea?
Yeah. Just who do I think's good?
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
I don't think for myself. I let something else, in this case, an AI simulator, play 1,000 simulated games and tell me, pick Kyler Murray.
You don't think that the simulator will find out later, like, oh, he's in a vampire league. gave him the straight up league. Oh, no.
You never know what he's going to say later. Well, we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. Well, maybe we should put that in an envelope. You know, I just put my Super Bowl pick in an envelope today.
Okay.
There's a lot riding on that, too.
Did you announce, or that's a secret?
No, that's a secret. That's a secret. It's in the envelope. But it's open the day after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I put in there, this more writing on it this year than ever. If I get it right, I'm retiring.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Ooh.
On the spot. Now, of course, sometimes.
Do you pick a winner or you just pick the two teams?
I pick the winner. I pick the two teams. I pick the final score. I pick the two teams and the final score.
So if none of that happens, you have to continue to work.
Correct. And I've said, until I get it right, I will continue to work, no matter what.
Okay,
you won't be rid of me anytime soon.
All right.
Please clap.
Okay. That's exactly right. How are the hot dogs? We asked you yesterday because we just had the price of hot dogs in NFL stadiums. Falcons have the cheapest, $2.
Okay.
$2. Bills have the most expensive hot dog, $11.25. Would you pay that for a hot dog?
No.
That's a straight up plain dog, BB.
That's a dog.
Now, so when I was in Toronto, I had a foot long with the bacon and the maple syrup. I got that and a souvenir beer. Would you like to guess how much that was?
Beer? Foot long dog and a souvenir.
Foot long dog and a souvenir beer.
Keep the cup.
Bacon on there because everyone overcharges for bacon. Correct. I'm going to say that was $28.
I was going to say $21.
$41.
Canadian.
I can't live in this world. I cannot live in this world.
No, I literally can't.
I cannot live in it. $41.
I cannot. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, I didn't even look at the prices. And then I just said, give me what you got. Give me this. He goes, $41. And I was like, I kind of got to pay for it now.
God.
How big is the beer?
I mean, it was a 16-ounce beer. Okay. It wasn't anything special. And the cup was kind of ugly.
You can barely afford to poison yourself with these nitrates.
I mean, did you toss the cup or keep it?
I tossed it. I didn't bring it. God. I didn't know if they'd let me bring it back over the border, you know.
Yeah, finally, a weight loss plan. You do.
Yeah,
I can't afford
to starving.
Eat.
I'm starving myself. I can't afford
to
eat.
What's your secret? Yeah. I'm poor.
Way to go. All right.
All right.
We'll just wait and see. I tell you what, I'm going to come in here gloating on Monday if I win this Vampire League game. I'll tell you, I'm going to come in here, I'm going to say.
I don't want to judge.
All right. Yeah.
That's exactly what he said, Hughes. I don't want to say anything improper, but your Vampire team stinks, which means all my other teams stink too because I use the same software for all of them.
We'll find out later it's the one AI software that sucks.
Well, in one league, and I just listened to it. In one league, my quarterback is Ben Roethlisberger, so I'm hoping.
Yeah,
I'm
hopeful.
You're going to do great.
Troy Aikman looks good.
Yeah, he's back here. Adrian, you can pick. Do you want B.B. Shea, Biggie, or Chris Dim?
B.B. Shea and the $41 hot dog.
Oh, your team stinks. You're terrible. B.B. Shea and Adrian will be a team. Mary, you can have Chris Dim or Biggie. Who you got?
Biggie.
Sorry. Biggie is your choice today. All right. You guys will be playing together. And Shannon, you and Chris Dim will be a team.
Sounds good.
All right. Good luck to all of you. Here's the way it works. There are several categories. There are six categories. Seven words in each category. They'll try to get you to say them within 30 seconds. If they make a mistake, you'll hear the cuckoo sound, and the words are similar inside each category. Biggie, here's your category. Or excuse me, B.B. Shea, here's your categories. You can go first. Stick with it. I'm running behind. You're a mess. Line up, one man's trash is another man's treasure, or LOL? Which would you like, B.B. Shea?
Let's go with LOL.
LOL it is. All right, these are, let me get the timer right and everything here. LOL, these are things that can make you laugh out loud. Things that can make you laugh out loud. Now, again, Adrian, if he makes a mistake, you'll hear this. Cuckoo. Once you hear it, he moves on to the next. Are you ready, B.B. Shea?
Yes.
30 seconds. These are things that can make you laugh out loud. On your mark, get set, go.
This is what comedians tell. They make you laugh.
Jokes.
Yes. When you take your fingers and you put it on somebody's belly, you blank me Elmo.
Pickle.
Yes. You go to the theater to watch these.
Movies.
Yes. Jerry Seinfeld. He is a stand-up.
Comedian.
Yes.
Comedian.
I just mentioned him. He has a TV show. Jerry
Seinfeld.
Yes, it comes on the weekends. Lorne Michaels created it. It's been on like 50 years. It's a
Saturday Night Live.
Yes, it's on the internet. Oh, this is
meme was the last one. Meme. That's tough. Good job, B.B. Shea. Yeah. Six to start. And
Lorne Michaels.
Yes, sorry.
Of all the people.
I know, right? Of all the people.
He'll go. This guy,
I don't know why he's the first person I thought
of. He will
Dick
go.
Dick Ebersol ran it for a time.
Wow.
This guy knows this. Does he know pop culture?
I'm telling you,
what?
This guy knows it. That's why I'm worried about my fantasy football team. This guy knows this stuff. Mary and Biggie are next. Biggie, you can have. Stick with it. I'm running behind. You're a mess. Line up, or one man's trash is another man's treasure. Which would you like?
Let's try you're a mess.
You're a mess. These are foods that are messy to eat.
Okay.
Foods that can be messy to eat. Mary's going to have 30 seconds to give these to you. There are seven of them. Foods that are messy to eat. On your mark, get set, go.
Noodles and a tomato sauce.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, these come out of the cow. It's part of the cow. They're covered in barbecue sauce normally. Nope, they're
ribs.
Yep. This is in a shell with meat and cheese, like a tortilla.
Tacos.
Yes. This is a fruit. It's big. It's popular on 4th of July. Has seeds.
Watermelon.
Yes, this is a part of the chicken, the small part that flaps.
Chicken leg, chicken wing.
Yep. This is made like you put syrup on it, not a waffle.
Oh, pancakes at the end. Five is what you have there. You had pancakes and then corn on the cob. So 6-5 is our score. Chris Dim and Shannon get to go next. And Chris Dim, you can choose. Stick with it. I'm running behind. Line up, or one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Which would you like? Shannon and I will do stick with it, please.
Things that are sticky. Things that are sticky for Shannon and Chris Dim. Shannon, are you ready?
I'm ready.
30 seconds. Things that are sticky. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Scotch.
Tape.
Yep. Elmer's.
Blue.
Yeah. It can be chewing or bubble.
No.
Yeah. Not Coca-Cola, but the other soda.
Pepsi.
Yes. Bees make this in a hive. Yeah, you mix this with jelly for a classic sandwich, blank and jelly.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, and this is the kind. This is what you put on pancakes or waffles.
Syrup.
What kind?
Ooh, I think she's after buzzer on that one. I hate to say, I know, 6-6, I know, it was close.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup, that last one is usually the toughest one. And we have a 6-6-5 game. It's a very good game here. Biggie and Mary will go first in round two. Mary, you can choose. I'm running behind, line up, or one man's trash is another man's treasure. Mary, which would you like?
Let's do running behind.
Running behind. These are excuses for being late. Excuses for being late. This is fitting.
Side note, the most common text we receive from Biggie.
Second is I'm not coming in. So you take your pick.
Correct. That is the second most.
We want you here. I want you. 23 days in a row today, BB Shay. Biggie.
Clap it up.
All right. Clap it up.
I hope you enjoyed your sleep.
All right.
Because it ain't going to last forever.
That's right. All right, Mary, you have 30 seconds. These are excuses for being late. On your mark, get set, go.
This is when a lot of cars jam.
Traffic.
Yes. This is this didn't go off in the morning on your phone. Yes. You can't find these to start your car.
Keys.
Yes. Not found, but the opposite. It's
lost.
Yes. This is when something is really crazy and important. You have a you call 911.
Distraction.
No,
emergency.
It's yes. This is you've been the police do this to the bad guys. They do this.
Cuff them.
Yep. Another. Yes. This is when you you were up late, but you didn't wake up.
Oversleep. Overslept. Mm. Very good. That's 11 that you have total. Nice going. And we go ahead.
You can keep that for future reference there, Biggie, so you can use those.
I got arrested.
Keep your sheet.
Sorry. Unfortunately, some of those like traffic arrests didn't really apply.
Right, right. Traffic doesn't apply.
Although in your new house,
you could be arrested.
That's true. You know, it's seeming more and more likely that I will at some point be in a lineup.
Well, you were accused of being a John just earlier this week.
Just earlier, yeah.
Adrian and BB Shango next. We have you both have six. You'll need five to tie and six to take the lead. Adrian, you can have lineup or one man's trash is another man's treasure. Which would you like?
Trash and treasure.
Trash and treasure. These are things people collect. Things people collect. Are you ready, Adrian?
Yep, yep.
30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
You put these on an envelope to send them.
Stamp.
Yes. They're jingly. You put them in your pocket and money.
Bells.
No.
Coins.
Yes.
Coins.
You wear these on your feet.
Shoes.
Yes. Batman, Superman. These are.
Superheroes.
No. They're actually. You read them. Spider-Man.
Comic books.
Yes. They have your favorite athletes on them. You collect them.
Baseball cards.
Yes.
Cards.
A record. What is the record made out of?
Album vinyl.
They're little people.
Action figures. Well, that's pretty good to dissect that. That was nice. Action figures. The last. You have 12 there. That's a six, and that does eliminate Mary and Biggie, even though you played very well. Let's go back over to Shannon. Now this is for the game. Kristen will give you lineup is the name of the category. Places or times you would see a long line. Places or times you would see a long line of people. Shannon, if you get all seven, you win. Six ties it. Here we go. On your mark, 30 seconds. Get set. Go.
Where you go to catch an airplane.
Airport.
Yep. This is where you go to see a band.
A concert.
Yes. This is where you go to have dinner, lunch.
Restaurant.
Yes. This is where you go to get a driver's license.
DMV.
Yeah. Carowinds. Disneyland.
Amusement park.
Yes. Harris Teeter, Food Lion, Publix, Wegmans.
Grocery store.
Yeah, this is the big shopping event after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
That's a win. Oh. That's it. That is a winner. Seven out of seven. Nicely done.
I did say airplane.
I know. I thought about it. What do you think? Biggie, you decide.
I was okay with it.
I was too. I'm sorry, BB Shay. If you hadn't made those comments about my...
Yes. Screwed myself on that one.
Yeah, let it slide.